The 365 Midweek Peak Rider's Seat.
Now, here's a question for you. Are you someone looking for something new to read? Or more importantly, are you a writer looking for people to read your stuff? Well, that is where we come in, because at this time every Wednesday, we here on the 365 Midweek Peak will give you the writer's seat, where for roughly 2 minutes every week, we give a writer a chance to read out a section of their book, their poetry, whatever it is they want to promote. Because for writers, actually writing the thing is probably the easiest bit by comparison. Much harder is actually getting that writing noticed. Now, this is probably going to seem a little bit self-serving this week, because as this is the first writer's seat we've done and it's really new to the show, there hasn't been any writers who've had the time to actually send in anything they want us to talk about. So, being a writer myself, yes, I wrote a book once, sold copies in the double figures, maybe. I want to give you an example of the kind of thing that you're going to be hearing every single week. So I'm going to read out a short extract of my book called Getting Synced.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
I put my phone down and shout to Max through the door, demanding to know what he's playing at. There's no coherent response, just more of Max's expletive-filled Tourette's, which I'm guessing with these paper-thin walls has woken up the entire B&B by now. Max, you've got to stop this, you're scaring her. Oh, she ain't seen nothing yet, he shouts back. With that response, it's clear I've got no other choice. I take a step back before ramming the door open with surprising ease. Max is stood there at the sink with his bottom half fully exposed for public view, his phone gripped tightly in both hands and his tongue dangling from his mouth like a crazed dog. He's seriously losing it. Get the heck out of here, he shouts, his face turning three shades redder. No, I reply shortly while shielding my eyes from the area where his Danger Mouse boxer shorts should be. Max, you've got to stop this. Look at what you're doing. Look at yourself. Look at yourself, he retorts. Unless you want me to even out that face of yours, I suggest you stay the heck away from me. He's never going to give this up without a fight. So, taking a deep breath, not to mention an extraordinary amount of mental power to block out the image of a dude stood there with his pants around his ankles, I lunge for the phone. There's a struggle, which turns into a wrestle. Somehow I manage to get the phone out of his hands and throw it into the bedroom. Good for Lucy, bad for me. His fist connects squarely with my jaw, and suddenly I'm not the only one seeing red. What started as an attempt to stop my former friend from further ruining his dilapidated marriage turns into a full-on quest to beat the living daylights out of him. There's a few punches thrown, but the bathroom's too small for any real maneuver, so it's back to another wrestling hold. Each of us tried to find some object to defend ourselves with. Max thinks he's comes up trumps with a toothbrush until I find a deodorant can. I unleash the full force of Lynx Africa into his already contorted face and wrestle throw him into the bathtub. He's screaming at me, "This is all your fault! You ruined everything!" I notice the showerhead, and in an inspired reply that wouldn't be out of place in a Hollywood action movie, I tell him to simply cool off before blasting him with pressurized cold water. I don't know how long I stand over him blasting him with the water, but when I finally calm down, I realize he's not the only one screaming anymore. What the heck is going on in here? Yep, that's a new voice. I turn to see the B&B manager looking like he's now infected with the rage that only minutes ago was coursing through Max's veins. What are you people doing? It's a fair question, and one that's going to be hard to answer. I mean, never mind the mini war zone that's now the bathroom, complete with a broken door for added effect. But there's also the issue of two grown men stood soaking wet in the bathtub in a seemingly passionate embrace, and mostly without any clothes. I'd like to think that me being the one with the pants still on still gives me an ounce of respect, but somehow I doubt it. So that's an example using my book from years ago. Now, at this point, we'd be saying where you could find out more information on the writer. In this case, it's a book called Getting Synced by S.P. Blanchard. It's available on Amazon now for free, by the way. And we'd post all your details on social media. Now, if you are a writer and this would help you to get your work noticed, then find us on social media right now using hashtag 365 Midweek Peak and send us a recording of you of no more than 2 minutes. And if not you, then maybe someone that you know reading out a part of your writing along with all your details, and we'll make sure that we give you a well-deserved writer's lift. Or for more information, just email oneflower2turtles@gmail.com, and it could be you sat in our nice and comfy Midweek Peak writer's seat this time next week on 365 Radio.
365 Radio.